Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, our third and final, live right here on this Wednesday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Plenty to break down here in this third and final hour. We'll talk some conference, college football media days, the ACC starting yesterday, as did the Big Ten. Hey, see USA as well down there in Florida. DRS will break down the entirety of this baseball slate. Donnie, only a few games in the evening hours. Our final game in Major League Baseball on this Wednesday starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We've got a ton of day baseball in those local spots to let you know about. And our guy, Keith Stewart, will join us here for two consecutive segments to recap the major championship season in golf in the dominance once more of Scotty Scheffler before we make the long trip from Northern Ireland to the Twin Cities for the 3M Open and the final two regular season events on the PGA Tour this year before the FedEx Cup postseason. Plenty to get to, DRS, a little bit of everything here in this third hour.
Look, hot topic for the PGA Tour. You want my hot topic? Make me commissioner of the PGA Tour, how we can improve this, where we get more eyeballs on it. We all know this, Ben. The end of the golf season is the final major of the year. I know they try to throw a lot of money. Look, we as spectators don't care if Scotty Scheffler gets $50 million for winning the FedEx champion. Nobody cares except the players themselves. How about if we moved, Ben, the FedEx championships or whatever to the beginning of the golf season? Wouldn't that be better? Like right away, like Daytona 500, I think is like the first race in like the NASCAR season. It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
now, granted, this isn't the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is basically all the majors. But I just feel like, do we, outside of hardcore golf fans and like the bet, why do we care about the FedEx Championship? It's a hollow trophy that's just there for a money grab for the players. Like the money grab should be like, hey, you know, you just won $50 million for winning the Masters. Like we would buy into that putt. You want a 6-foot putt for $50 million on the line to win the Masters? I'd rather see that. So when I look at the golf schedule, it used to be nice to have a major championship in the month of August just because it still kept your attention and it's still a major. I feel like once we have the Open Championship now, it's done. Like I don't care. Hey, congratulations, Scotty Scheffler. $38 million he won. Nobody cares. Nobody.
Yeah, I guess it's a pretty fair point. Maybe one you can ask Keith. He loves those hot topic questions from you, DRS. They have tried to incentivize the playoffs. Players will say nice things about the tour championship and such.
Or how about the middle?
But they haven't loved the format. What?
Like, how about the middle, Ben? Like, what happens if you just, because, like, we don't have a major in August. Like, what happens if we move the FedEx to, you know, July? But then in August, we still had a major because I just feel like the last major, that's the season. We're just waiting for the Masters, let's just say, to next year or the President's Cup and or the Ryder Cup, like let's just say in September. Like I think it's the superstars are there. You just don't care about them because you feel like the season is over, right? It's like Pro Bowl in the NFL, the superstars are there. Like, I don't give a damn that they're there. Like, you better put that thing somewhere else where at least we can enjoy it. But it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, you still get those signature events and fields. You get the best players in the world. How much do the players care about it in comparison to a major? I would say that is a sliver of a percentage. How much do the TV networks care? I guess the ratings would back that up. And everybody, DRS, is trying to incentivize postseason play around all levels of sport. We are seeing that right now in college football. Yep. And some fans are like, brother, it's nothing compared to the Green Jacket or the U.S. Open or the Claret Jug or, heck, even the PGA. We don't care. Yeah. But if the money is there and the revenue generated is there, it will always remain. Good question for Keith. DRS in our major championship roundup. You can do that in just a matter of moments. A question to all of you in just a bit. But DRS, of course, the quarterbacks around the NFL have been a huge focus. That top 10 QB list and the top four in whichever way you slice up the order is this: Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. Two of the guys on this list, multiple-time MVP award winners, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen just got his first a season ago. Joe Burrow does not have one just yet. Had the Bengals made the playoffs last year, that might have been a different story. But his second comeback player of the year award, I guess you can add to the mantle as well. That's the top four. But everybody else, regardless of how you rank the top 10, who gets that MVP award first? We wanted to ask you. We do that now and fade the public. At SportsGrid on Twitter, DRS, who will be the first player outside of Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes to win NFL MVP? A rather wordy question, but hey, we still get the responses that we like. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert listed as those three best options. If you wanted to select other, we asked for a reply. I don't really see a reply in there, but other got about 15%. Most of the public, though, DRS, saying that Jaden Daniels, outside of Allen, Jackson, and Mahomes, and I guess Burrow, who's still yet to have an MVP award, Jaden Daniels is going to be the first of this group and the rest of the National Football League to win that MVP award.
And it makes the most sense. It does. I think the public's right on this one. I voted Jaden Daniels at 55% also. And understand this. This does not say who will win the first MVP outside of these four this year, right? It's like, okay, you have the career to sort of get under. Now, granted, there are some talented young rookie quarterbacks like a Cam Ward's coming into the equation this year. J.J. McCarthy's going to be a starter. So we have Caleb Williams still under 1 year under his belt. Maybe he's an MVP candidate over the next couple of years. But of the guys that are listed, which again, you could have replied other, which Goodfellas Laugh did put in there, Jordan Love will win MVP. We'll see if that actually happens. Man. But Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, and Justin Herbert were the other options. Justin Herbert is an MVP caliber quarterback. I just don't know if he's an MVP caliber in the offense that Jim Harbaugh is looking for. Because if you ask Harbaugh, put the true serum in him, hey, what do you want out of Justin Herbert? How about 25 touchdown passes, three interceptions here, absolutely taking care of the football. We win with defense, we run, we have a fullback, and let's go out and win. That's my MVP, which means he could win a Super Bowl MVP. But if we're talking about the NFL MVP, Jalen Hurts, he's up there as well, but it seems like he gets knocked down, like, his offense is really too good, and he doesn't get credit for rushing for 15-plus rushing touchdowns, because they all come from the two-yard line out, and Saquon Barkley's the catalyst. When I look at Jaden Daniels, I just figure that's a guy that's going to be in the storm for the next 3 to 4 years, which 1,000-yard rushing season, possibilities, winning football played in Washington for a team that hasn't won in a long time. You get those extracurriculars that I like to talk about, a chance to throw for close to 4,000 yards. It all adds up for Jaden Daniels because you need electricity. Look at the MVPs out there. Josh Allen, electric. Joe Burrow in the pocket, electric. Lamar Jackson, the ultimate weapon at quarterback. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who's otherworldly with his arm strength. So for me, I think the public got it right. Jaden Daniels, 55%, sounds right to me.
I voted for Jalen Hurts. I have a lot of belief in Hurts. I think the knocks against his production in the regular season are not necessarily true. He probably would have won the MVP award in 2022 had he not missed a few games late in December. I think it's been a slow roll, but I think we are getting to the stage where we appreciate a quarterback just being a menace for a defense, whether that is his arm, first and foremost, or also the utilization of his legs. So I do believe that will carry things over for Hurts. But DRS, outside of the big four, and again, Joe Burrow does not have an MVP trophy at this moment. Jaden Daniels by far the shortest price at plus 850. Lamar Jackson is the favorite at plus 430 for his third MVP hardware in his 7 years in the NFL. Some thought he was jipped last year. That could be true, yeah. Right? First team All-Pro quarterback, the first in more than two decades to get that distinction, but not win the MVP. For me, it is Jalen Hurts at 20-1. We'll continue to have MVP conversations throughout this week. Keith Stewart is here next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scottie Scheffler dominant once again as we shared to start out this week, named the champion golfer of the year and hoisting the claret jug for the first time in his career. 3/4 of the career Grand Slam now complete for Scottie Scheffler. To help us break down what we saw in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush and what Scottie did on the golf course once again in the end of the major championship season, our guy Keith Stewart is here to recap it all. And next segment, look forward to a new week on the PGA Tour as the regular season nears its close out there at the 3M Open. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here on this Wednesday.
Ben, Donnie, good morning. It's a fantastic Wednesday morning wherever you are, and it's certainly in Blaine, Minnesota, and certainly wherever the claret jug and Scottie Scheffler is in this moment. Happy days.
A couple of days ago, it was here in New York City on the red carpet for the Happy Gilmore 2 premiere. Scottie even looked very happy and certainly was euphoric after his win at the Open Championship on Sunday. Keith, Scottie Scheffler, 17 under par for the tournament, beating the field by 4. He has won all 4 of the major titles now in his career by at least 3 shots, the first ever golfer to accomplish that with his first 4 major championship victories. Each and every week, Keith, we look at the numbers. Plus 450. It's drastically short on this guy, Scheffler, once again. And yet, he often cashes that ticket, especially on the most significant of stages. How would you describe Scottie Scheffler's dominance at the Open Championship?
Well, overall, it was really impressive. And I think it kind of goes back to, Ben and Donnie, what we were talking about last week was Scheffler's press conference when he talked about not being fulfilled. I think for a lot of us, we get confused what fulfilled and important means. Winning these championships is very important to Scottie. He works very hard and he tries his very, very best. And we see that his best is better than most. There's no doubt about that. But being fulfilled, well, I think that that's more of a worrisome topic for the rest of the field, because if Scottie's not being fulfilled by all the winning that he's doing right now, by all the strokes that he's gaining right now, and he wants to get better, and these wins are important to him, then boy, I tell you what, the rest of the year, when I come on here, I can't imagine when Scotty's in the field that I'm going to bet any sort of market that has Scheffler in it.
Yeah, he was certainly a runaway victor there at the Open Championship, which is impressive as it can be, his fourth major championship. Let me ask you this question too, Keith. Like, projecting the rest of his career, which is so tough. Like, we've seen great golfers come along, win a couple majors. Like, man, it's been 5 or 6, 7 years since he's won his last one. Getting to double-digit majors, is that in the cards for Scottie Scheffler for you?
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's start with where we are, and that is that Rory won 4 majors in his first 25 major starts. Scottie Scheffler has now won 4 majors at his first 25 major starts. Did we ever think Rory would wait another 11 years before he'd win a major? Now, Scottie is a much different player. And I would say at this point, he has surpassed Brooks and Rory as sort of a generational golfer. The next step for him, the next level is Phil, where he had like 50 plus tour wins and you had 6 majors. So like, if Scottie stays on the path he's on, he definitely probably overtakes Phil and becomes a big part of that conversation of a top 10 golfer ever. There's only 3 guys that have double-digit wins in majors. So
yeah, it's true.
The good side for Scottie is that he has no distractions. He's not training with Navy SEALs or doing the crazy things that Tiger was, right? He's not living in the times of Jack, you know, like – so like – again, if you're the field, you're looking at Scottie and you're saying these wins are really important to him. He doesn't want to be a celebrity and he just wants to go out and keep winning and working hard for his family. I mean, to me, Donnie, he's the most likely subject of all of these guys, Brooks, DJ, Rory, et cetera, to get to double digits. But man, if he got 8, he'd have a truly fulfilled career.
Keith, it's such a great point. Only 3 golfers in history, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus with 18, Tiger Woods with 15,
Walter Hagen
with 11, are the only 3 players to ever win double-digit major championships. I guess Tiger is still active. Phil Mickelson is still active, you could say. But in terms of guys that are 40 years old or younger, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, the most major championships currently with 5. Scottie Scheffler now just 1 behind. And the Tiger comparisons were flying on Sunday. And statistically wise, Keith, correctly so. But Scottie was basically like, let's hold up on that a little bit. And to the comparison you made that is not so much a similarity, Scottie and Tiger do not live the same sort of lifestyle outside of the golf course in their prime at this moment. But with Scottie Scheffler claiming the Claret Jug on Sunday, that wrapped up the 2025 major championship season. And Keith, it was a really good one. Rory McIlroy completing the career Grand Slam at Augusta back in April after 11 long and enduring years. Scottie Scheffler winning 1/2 of the majors, the PGA Championship, and now the Open. He has 3 of the 4 on his quest for the career Grand Slam. And J.J. Spahn at Oakmont, the champion at the United States Open. Keith, what will you remember most of the 2025 major season in golf?
I would say the number one thing would be that hard work is rewarded. All 3 of those guys and all 4 major winners are playing some of the best golf of their career or careers at this moment in time. I mean, J.J. Spahn I have bet him a number of times over the last year. He really turned it around last summer, and his ball striking has been impeccable. He has been contending in regular season events, signature events. So, you know, to see him pull off a U.S. Open, yes, it's a little bit of surprise, but it's not nearly the surprise to many of us that follow golf week to week. Certainly Rory and Scottie being generational golfers, them pulling one off is very interesting. You know, a lot of this now is going to lead into, like, you kind of mentioned the hyperbole, Ben, of it being like the end of major season. But in less than 60 days, we're going to have Bethpage Black. We're going to have the Ryder Cup. Ooh. And all of this leading up to that, right? The U.S. team seems like it's a little bit at odds right now. But guess what, right? Of the 13 guys who finished in the top 10 for the Claret Jug over there at Royal Portrush, you know what? 8 of them were U.S. players, right? So like this is going to all get very, very interesting because the season is far from over and it's good to know that if you work hard and you play good, you can win majors in the modern game of golf.
Keith, we only have 2 PGA Tour regular season events left this week in Minneapolis, as we'll break down up next at the 3M Open, the Wyndham Championship, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs. But we're all already ready for the end of September. on Long Island. Plenty more with Keith next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The major championship season in men's golf might be over, but the PGA Tour season, far from it. Two more events in the regular season, this week in the Twin Cities, next week at the Wyndham Championship, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs. Keith, before we dive into the odds board and what we can expect at the 3M Open this week, I just want to ask you about the change of atmosphere and feeling, perhaps. Last week, a major championship star-studded. Not so much this week in the Twin Cities. And Donnie and I kind of had this conversation. What is at stake, right? What is on the line the remainder of the regular season and even through the FedEx Cup playoffs? You mentioned the Ryder Cup coming up at Bethpage Black at the end of September. So, Keith, if you had to scene set this week in Minneapolis, how would you best describe it?
Well, the easiest way to set the stage is that we have two weeks left of the regular season. And these events are not going to be huge on the strength of field. But if you're a middle tier PGA Tour guy, you have all the inspiration and motivation you need in the world to play hard the next couple of weeks at these two venues. I mean, as it stands right now, there have been changes to the points. There's always changes to the points, right? But the top 70 get into the playoffs. So if you're a guy like Emiliano Grillo, who's played well before here in Blaine, Minnesota at the 3M, you're sitting at 71 on the points. You want to have a great week this week so you know you're in the playoffs, and then you know you have your tour card for next year. If you're a guy like Wyndham Clark, like why is Wyndham Clark there of all people? Well, he sits 51 on the points list. Top 50 getting all those signature events next week. And all of that stuff is locked. Top 50, top 30, top 70. That's all kind of locked when we get to the end of next week. So these guys, I mean, of the guys that sit from 70 to 100, 28 players are in the field. You got to be in the top 100 to retain your tour card. It's not top 125 anymore. That number is, it's irrelevant. You got to be in the top 100. So these guys, they are really pressing. And if the PGA Tour has done one thing right, it's taken these regular season events at the end of the year and it's made them very important. And the 3M Open and TPC Twin Cities is a super entertaining venue.
Let's take a look at that venue as well. Also, Keith, with some of Keith's keys this week, because as you said, a lot is up for grabs for some of these guys and some guys playing great golf heading into this tournament. What are we looking at?
All right, three simple ones for you, Donnie. The first one, pay attention to the par four scoring. It's a par 71 golf course, 7,400 yards. We're only getting three par fives this week. If you birdie all of those over 4 days, you're only going to be 12 under. Well, the average winning score here is about 19 under. You got to hit the par fours. Five of the last six winners have gained more than nine shots on the field on the par fours. The second thing is that you need birdie chances, right? The guys that have won have created about on average 24 subpar scores between birdies and eagles throughout the course of their winning week. You got to be able to go deep here. You got to knock it close to the pin. And the third thing is the putter. I looked at this. The last five winners here, we've been here six times. The last five winners have made over 300 feet of putts in the week that they won. That's a lot. So to put it in perspective, when Scotty won at 31 under at TPC Craig Ranch back at the Byron Nelson a couple months ago, he made like 300 feet of putts. These guys are making putts here. You got to do it. So par fours, make some birdies, and roll the rock. There's your Keith's keys.
I like it.
Keith's keys to the early lanes on the early line. And at the top of the odds board, your family, your religion, and Rutgers Golf. Chris Goddard, what a travel time it was across the pond. A win at the Scottish Open, a third place finish last week at the Open Championship. Completely changed the trajectory of his career, Keith. I think you could say in a two-week span, he is a co-favorite at 18-1 to win the 3M Open alongside Sam Burns. Maverick McNealy there with the third best price at 20-1. You see Wyndham Clark. Good thing this is not Pittsburgh and it is Minneapolis. 25-1 is the price. All right, Keith, the early leans on the early line. Who has a good week in the Twin Cities?
All right, real quick. I have to talk about this, Ben, because Goddard proves my point. Here's a guy that was in the middle tier, right? All of a sudden, he has a couple good weeks over there, and then look at him now. 22nd in Ryder Cup points, 23rd on the FedEx Cup list. He makes the Tour Championship. He's in all four majors next year, and he's had a ton of movement. 2,500, he started the week. He's now down at one of the favorites at plus 1,800. My early leans on the early line both have a ton of movement. Started the week at plus 4,000, now plus 3,500. Akshay Bhatia, ball striking it fantastic lately. This guy can go deep. Look at the win he had at the Valero. You got to keep the ball in play here, out of the water up there at the land of 1,000 lakes, and go deep. The second guy, plus 6,600, he starts the week. Cam Champ, former winner here, 2021. Now he's down to plus 5,000 on the FanDuel board. Hey, guys, this guy is absolutely playing fantastic golf right now, and he can win here again. You can take over with the driver, like Goddard. Cam Champ can do the same. Those are my early leans on the early line.
I like it.
Keith, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. More on the early line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A full slate Wednesday around Major League Baseball. It's our second set post All-Star break, and DRS as most of them conclude on this Wednesday. We've got a ton of day baseball before teams head elsewhere for the weekend. 15 games, all 30 clubs in action on the slate. And of those 15, 10 take place during the afternoon hours in that specific spot. Does that include Toronto? No, it does not. It's the rubber match between the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. Big one today in the sixth. The Yanks draw even in the midweek set yesterday. They cut down their deficit in the American League East to only three games. And today, after being an underdog for just game number 14 last year, the fewest amount of times booked as a dog in the bigs, the Yanks are back expected to win. They are the favorites today up in the six, minus 142, because Max Fried gets this start, and the total is 8.5. Chris Bassett on the other side for the Blue Jays. DRS, who wins the rubber match? Who wins this critical divisional duel?
Oh, we got questions in this rubber match today. Why Max Fried's coming back? Hey, he's got blister issues there on his thumb or end or finger. You look at his last three starts, 3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 6 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. Not likely of what we saw for so many starts this year out of Max Fried, where he was nothing short of sensational. We're saying he can't be a good pitcher today. No, I'm not, but it's just trusting how long he's going to be able to go, because if you've ever had a blister and you're pitching, that thing can open back up at any time and give you a short outing. That's the last thing that the Yankees need, as looking to close the gap here on Toronto with a victory yesterday. So if we're looking at the pitching matchup for Max Fried, let's just say he's okay. It's not really the focus where I'm going to be today. It's on the New York Yankees and their lineup. Going up against right-handed pitching, Ben, over the past month, nothing short of sensational. Wells, Dominguez, Stanton, Chisholm, Judge, Bellinger, and Grisham, all really high ISO and weighted on base percentages here. When you take a look at Chris Bassett, he does struggle with left-handed batters to the tune of his last 58 lefties that he's faced, a 294 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 507. You look at that lineup, Grisham's a lefty, Bellinger's a lefty, Chisholm's a lefty, Dominguez, who's a switch hitter, who will bat lefty, and also Austin Wells and Vivas. So you take a look at a lot of lefties in the lineup, which is really good. The way I'm playing this game, Cody Bellinger was hot yesterday. Cody Bellinger will stay hot today. How about his last 30 days against right-handed pitching? A 200 ISO, a 372 weighted on base percentage here, and a K rate of under 10%. Give me Cody Bellinger at around a plus 170 price to get an RBI. I would like to take the Yankees, but Max Fried, just a little bit too much there, Ben, with that blister issue that I'm worried about him. I'm not worried about the Yankees offense. That includes Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, it is interesting, DRS, in terms of how Max Fried shapes up for this game. He was an all-star, of course. He was returning to Atlanta. There was some conversation about a conversation he had with Tarek Skubal about giving Skubal the right to be the American League starter in the all-star game. But Fried has been sensational this year, his first in pinstripes. A critical game again, DRS. The Yankees head back home this weekend in the Bronx. They'll have a three-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies. But it's the final game of this midweek series against Toronto and the final game against the Jays until early September. Toronto has won 6 of 9 against the Pinstripes so far this year. The Blue Jays maintain that three-game advantage atop the American League East. And yet, despite all of that, the Yankees are the minus money favorites again at minus 125 to win the division. These games have an added layer of significance, we know that. So the Phillies will head to the Bronx this weekend, but their series finale today against the Boston Red Sox takes place in the city of brotherly love. I built up the slate today on a Wednesday, DRS. 10 of the 15 games, afternoon hours. Not our first two to preview. We go tonight in Philadelphia, 7.06 p.m. Eastern time. That's scheduled first pitch. The Phillies have taken both of their two games this week against Boston behind masterful starting performances, first from Zach Wheeler, and yesterday the complete game of Christopher Sanchez. Will Jesus Luzardo continue it? The Phillies a minus 154 favorite, total 8.5 to pull off the sweep against the Sox. What do we see today in Philadelphia?
The Phillies are a favorite and probably should be, right? Looking to pull off the sweep, things are looking good. But Luzardo on the mound, like, analytics really likes him, Ben. Last 60 days, a 3.24 xFIP number, which is great. But how about that ERA, 7.16? That's over his last 49 innings pitched. That's not good. You saw yesterday, a team that typically hits left-handed pitching really well in the Red Sox, they didn't do anything. Sanchez wasn't going to be touched by any batter yesterday. He was phenomenal. His stuff was certainly on point. But you look at the lineup today, Roman Anthony, Alex Bregman, Romy Gonzalez, you know, Rafaela, also Narvaez, all with really good weighted on base percentages against. It's just a trust, like 80-degree temperatures, wind blowing out close to double digits. I just think the bats will wake up. Am I saying the Phillies can't win and this game's going to go over? Well, sort of a correlation in that, but you can get a cheap number right now, Ben, if you look around. 3.5s, minus 130s, minus 135s for a team total for the Boston Red Sox. You know I'm a Phillies fan. I root for the Phillies. I hope they do get shut down, but from a betting perspective, I think the Red Sox can get the 4 runs off of Luzardo because everybody has been getting into 4 runs off of Jesus Luzardo. I'll go with the Red Sox. Let's leave the game side out of it, the total itself. Just give me the team total in the Boston Red Sox to get 4. I think they can do that tonight.
Some very high highs for Jesus Luzardo in his first year in Philadelphia. Sensational to start. Then was getting shelled. Has kind of found his form through the later portion of July or June into July. We'll see what he has today. By the way, the Sox, who were the hottest team entering the All-Star break, winners of 10 straight, have dropped 4 of 5 since resuming play, trying to avoid the sweep today in Philadelphia. The hottest team as of yesterday in the bigs, that was the Brewers. 11 consecutive wins, and that win streak snapped by the Mariners, but not in a beatdown. Seattle won 1-0, the only run of the game, a sixth-inning home run from Big Dumper. Cal Raleigh hitting his 39th home run of the year, the most in MLB. Well, the Brewers, DRS, as a road underdog, afternoon baseball in the Northwest, start a new streak today in Seattle.
Hey, it's Quinn Priester versus Luis Castillo. Oh, pitching mismatch. Is it really, though? When I look at my card today, did you know his last 56 innings pitched for Quinn Priester, a 2.41 ERA and a 2.73 xFIP number, which is number 2 on the card today out of 29 total pitchers? Luis Castillo certainly isn't having a decent season, but the better season right now goes to Quinn Priester. So I look at the minus 136 price plus 116 split, and I say to myself, hey, Milwaukee's going to be in this game. It's probably going to be lower scoring. I told you yesterday, we even clipped at the 6.5 total, which was ridiculous, 1-0 yesterday, and we thought that game would go over, and then maybe Seattle would be able to snap that streak, and they did. Today I look for another close game. Why not take the plus money to plus 116? Most people look at Quinn Priester and say, I'm not betting on that guy. You should be. He's been really good over the past 2 months in Major League Baseball. So coin flip games where if you got heads or tails, but you got a plus money number, you're just going to take that plus money on a 50-50 toss. Give me the Brewers today, plus 116. They'll hang around with a legit chance to win. I'll take the plus money.
Yeah, a loss yesterday, but still 29-13 for Milwaukee since the start of June. That is the best mark in Major League Baseball. The Brewers have the day off tomorrow, as many do around the bigs. They're back home this weekend taking on the Marlins. And then a critical midweek set begins next week, DRS, against the Chicago Cubs. 60-41 for Milwaukee, 60-41 for the Cubbies. Best records in the National League Central, National League, and all of Major League Baseball. Some more afternoon action out in Arizona. The Astros looking for the sweep against the D-backs, who entered this midweek set riding a four-game win streak. The Diamondbacks with Brandon Fott on the bump are a slight home favorite. Total is 8.5. What do you like in the Desert Duel?
Under 8.5 in this one. You take a look at Brandon Fott, sort of bouncing back. His ERA is really high, but I believe he had a decent start his last time out because his numbers are starting to reflect a better pitcher than what we saw over the first half of the season. A 105 ISO against and a weighted on base percentage of .233. If we take a look at the pitching matchup going against the Arizona Diamondbacks, it's Brandon Walter. Now, he does technically get hit by right-handed batters, but at the same time, you look at his analytical numbers, a 41.2 innings stretch, a 4.10 ERA, but a 2.86 xFIP number. You'll take that each and every time here. Why not go under the 8.5?
Fott is one of 12 10-game winners in Major League Baseball. By far has the worst ERA with a 4.82. Plenty more around the bigs next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Plenty of day baseball on this full slate Wednesday that concludes a ton of midweek sets. In our second series post All-Star break, DRS, we just hit on what the Diamondbacks and the Astros have today in the desert. Houston looking for the sweep over Arizona. Let's head up to Atlanta, where the Braves are taking on the San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Giants desperately needing to stop their losing ways. They snap a six-game slide with a 9-0 win over Atlanta. But today, the Giants a pretty hefty road underdog in the rubber match against Atlanta. The Braves a favorite because minus 162 is now the updated price. Spencer Strider gets the start. And on the other side, it's Justin Verlander, who is 0-8 this year, DRS, with a 4.99 ERA and 16 starts. Verlander, of course, is not the Verlander of 15 years ago, but that's what happens when you've been doing it well into your 40s. What's the play today in the A?
Yeah, the play isn't to back Verlander any way, shape, or form. You take a look at his last 30 days, if we just focus on that, 108 batters he's faced, a 146 ISO, which isn't bad, but a 380 weighted on base percentage. No longer the strikeout guy that you used to love. He does allow the ball to be put in play. You take a look at his last 60 days, which is only 27 and a third innings pitched here for Verlander, a 6.26 ERA and a 4.52 xFIP number. If there's any day that you were embarrassed yesterday by playing, which San Francisco broke their losing streak there, and Atlanta was woefully pounded today. Come on now. Strider should be able to pick up that victory. Do you want to play the minus 172? Yeah. It's not a great price here, but Strider's going to outduel Verlander. The bats will wake up today in the Big A. They'll get this victory here. Maybe even look at a team total for the Atlanta Braves. Verlander's not that guy anymore, and you should be fading him every single time he takes the mound, which includes today, Ben.
Yeah, DRS, when you look at these two teams, playoff hopefuls at the beginning of the year, throughout the year, and the Giants still have a shot. They're six games back of the Dodgers now in the National League West, and they are now 3.5 back of a wild card race. As you alluded to earlier, Atlanta back to 12 games, sub 500, 13.5 out of the National League East, top spot, 10.5 games out of that third and final wild card spot. Only 2.5 back for the Giants. The Padres did lose yesterday. Speaking of pitchers that do not look like their former selves, Justin Verlander with the Giants, Sandy Alcantara with the Miami Marlins. DRS, the 2022 National League Cy Young winner that, of course, battled injuries the last 2 years, has not looked like that Cy Young winner from just a few seasons ago this year. 4-9 is the record with a 7.14 ERA. Alcantara gets the start. It's early. It's just afternoon Eastern time in South Florida against the San Diego Padres. Dylan Cease gets the start for the Pods in the rubber match of this set. Over-under stands at 7.5. The way that we phrase this game, Sandy's last start, that would be in Miami because he is still a trade target, DRS, despite how poor the numbers are this year.
Yeah, this is going to be tough to back Alcantara in this spot, even though they are the home team. It's not a great-looking lineup for the San Diego Padres. Then what are we getting out of Dylan Cease on the opposite side? Like, his last start was really good. 5 1/3 innings pitch. How about no earned runs and 10 strikeouts? Hey, that's the Dylan Cease we know and love. But the three starts previous, blown away. So is this going to be one of those where the performance really steps up? If I look at the total in this game, it's listed at 8. I don't love the bats for San Diego. And maybe it is one of those final pitching pushes here for Alcantara to say, hey, I'm back in the form and somebody please take me off the hands of the Miami Marlins. But I don't know if we get the 9 runs, because if Cease is going to give me anything near what he gave in his last start in a true pitcher's ballpark now that he's faced off in, why not take the early day under? It's a 12-10 start, man. Body clocks aren't started all that up. It's a getaway day. People looking to get out of town. I don't think we get 9 runs. Give me the under 8 in this game between the Marlins and the Padres.
Yeah, it is the rubber match, DRS. Miami, not really in wild card contention with how deep the National League is. But the Marlins not quitting. They've won 5 of their last 7. They have a winning record since the beginning of June, despite being 47-53 at the century mark, 6 games sub 500. That's the second earliest start of the day. The earliest start is in the nation's capital, the Nationals and the Reds. The Nats looking for a series sweep over Cincinnati. I need my Reds to get to 80 wins. They are 52-50, now 3.5 back of that final wild card spot the Padres currently occupy. Same record for the St. Louis Cardinals. And as we said, the Giants 2.5 back. DRS, plenty of day baseball, some early starts, some of the marquee matchups. The Tigers, a road favorite in Pittsburgh. Detroit just hoping to avoid the sweep against the Pirates in PNC Park. The Mets trying to pull off the sweep with Sean Manaea on the bump against the Angels. Yep. The Cubbies trying to win the rubber match inside the friendly confines and stay in front of the Milwaukee Brewers if they can get back. They're tied right now with the Brew Crew atop the National League Central. As you look across this slate, DRS, that features a ton of afternoon action, which game might be your favorite?
Yeah, a couple more of those 4 o'clock games are interesting. By the way, the Angels taking on the Mets here. Manaea looking to have a good start there, going up against Burke. It'd be nice for the Mets to win. They're a heavy favorite in that game. Don't necessarily love either side until we see those official starting lineups. But if you look at 921, 922 on the rotation, Kansas City and Chicago, Lugo going up against Colin Ray, plus 124, plus 125 price for Kansas City. I don't think it's a bad price, even though yesterday they basically threw the game, gave Rich Hill. They got beat 6-0. You're hoping Kansas City can bounce back a little bit at the plate, which against Colin Ray, you should be able to do. But a real interesting one is a total listed at 9 at Chavez Ravine. 1 o'clock start out there on the West Coast. No marine layer at night. Little warmer conditions. We'll see what we get at a glass now. Should be a great bounce back spot because offense really isn't the issue, let's just say, between these two teams specifically from last night. Paddock's not a great pitcher. The Dodgers should really erupt on offense today during the day. And maybe Ohtani goes for a fifth straight game with a home run. That could be a possibility there, something to keep an eye on. That 9 sort of sticks out to me. It depends on what we get out of glass now. But the offense is decent for Minnesota. I think that game probably goes over, but more of an emphasis on me for going over where the Dodgers are hammering Chris Paddock.
Drastically short price on Shohei to hit a home run. It's plus 142 to Donnie's point.
Oh my God.
He has 36 now, tied for the second most in Major League Baseball with 36 home runs. Tyler Glasnow has made 2 starts since returning from injury in late April, both against the Brewers, both pretty good, but the Dodgers have lost both of those games. They were swept by Milwaukee in both of those sets. DRS, enjoy Moneyline, my friend. Plenty of baseball breakdowns, I'm sure. We're on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It is a month of football, you know that. All 32 NFL teams will report to training camp by the end of this Wednesday. 30 of 32 already in camp. The Falcons and the Steelers round out the entirety of the National Football League. But in this month of July, it's not just in the NFL, it's college football as well. Talking season continues and did so in a big way yesterday in 2 spots to round out our 4 Power 4 leagues in their conference media days. The ACC beginning in Charlotte, the Big Ten beginning in Las Vegas. We focused on the Big Ten yesterday, looking at the preseason media poll from Cleveland.com. Let's hear from the ACC today. Last year, the league sent 2 teams to the college football playoff. The Big 12 only sent 1. There's no doubt the Big Ten and the SEC are the big 2 in the Power 4, but how does the ACC view itself in its place in college football? Let's hear from the conference commissioner, Jim Phillips.
When I look at our partner, they've been really good to us. And you may feel that way, and sometimes I may feel that way, but they always react to me and to us when we feel like maybe we're not getting the same kind of treatment. And one of the things we have to do is we got to perform better too. We can't go 2-11 in postseason and bowl games last year. We had 13, which was incredible, and then we played poorly. So we have to do our part. We'll continue to work with our partners at ESPN, but it is a priority as we move forward.
And of course, the reason that Commissioner Phillips is naming ESPN and the idea of treatment from ESPN is they are the lone television partner right now in terms of the TV rights deal with the college football playoff. And when you had an unbeaten Florida State, 13-0 ACC champion, get left out of the 14 playoff 2 years ago, that is still going to remain a hot button issue in that league. And many have accused that four-letter network of having some SEC bias because they have a partnership with the SEC and control the TV and media rights of the college football playoff. I don't really think that is the case. I just think the committee at times does some interesting things. Last year, though, the ACC did get the benefit over the SEC, the final at-large spot claimed by SMU, who reached the ACC championship game in front of Alabama. I think the committee made the right call. The ACC had two teams in the first ever 12-team CFP because Clemson pulled off the upset and played spoiler in the ACC championship game against those Stangs. In fact, it was the eighth ACC championship for Clemson in the last decade, despite some downed years for the Tigers, who of course won two national championships in 2016 and 18 and made the college football playoff, as well as winning the ACC six consecutive years from 2015 to 2020. Only one CFP berth since last year and two ACC championships. This year, it's not just about contending for an ACC crown in Clemson, South Carolina. It's about winning the whole darn thing. And I think the Tigers have a really good shot of doing that. Eight teams around the country in college football are favored to reach the college football playoff, and Clemson is one of them. In fact, Clemson is the only team outside of the Big Ten and the SEC, not named Notre Dame, to have that distinction. A minus 162 price for the Tigers to reach the CFP, and a short number now at plus 110 to win the ACC. Why? Clemson returns the most production in all of the sport of 136 FBS programs. Nobody has much more returning talent than Clemson from a year ago, namely their quarterback in Cade Klubnik and a couple of guys that are going to go very early in the NFL draft next year along the defensive front, T.J. Parker and Peter Woods, just to name a few. And they've got some really talented players in the back end of that defense as well. I bet Clemson about a month ago to go over the win total of 9.5 and to win the ACC at a plus 145 price. I believe that will be the case. Miami has the second best number. Who's the Canes quarterback on display with a chain yesterday? The expensive man of Carson Beck regressed in a big way in 2024 in Athens, looking for a new spot to land now in Coral Gables. Louisville, always a team to know within the ACC. And how about an SMU team? Rhett Lashley, the head coach in Dallas, taking a shot at the SEC yesterday. At least in terms of where his program stands in the ACC landscape, they made it to the conference championship and were perfect in regular season conference play in their first year in the league. The early line returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern on Sports Grid. We'll talk then.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.